Spinoza by Jorge Luis Borges. The Argentine writer Jorge Luis Borges wrote two poems about Spinoza. One was called Baruch Spinoza, and this one that I'm about to read is just called Spinoza. Now, since Spanish is not my language, I'm not going to defile the Spanish language, but I'm going to read this in two translations, in English and in Esperanto. There are several translations of this in English, there's at least two, I should say. And this one is going to be the translation in Borges Reader, translated by Richard Howard and César Renert. First, English. Spinoza. The Jew's hands, translucent in the dusk, polish the lenses time and again. The dying afternoon is fear, is cold, and all afternoons are the same. The hands in the hyacinth blue air that whitens at the ghetto edges do not quite exist for this silent man who conjures up a clear labyrinth, undisturbed by fame, that reflection of dreams in the dream of another mirror, nor by maiden's timid love. Free of metaphor and myth, he grinds a stubborn crystal, the infinite map of the one who is all his stars. And now I'm going to read an Esperanto translation of this poem, translated by Julius Balbin. I met Julius Balbin a few decades ago. Julius Balbin was a Holocaust survivor, and he wrote several bilingual books of poems about his experience in the Nazi concentration camps, a few volumes. And he's deceased now. But he translated this poem by Borges, Spinoza. La diafanae manoi de la judo poluras lensoin gis la bril cristalla dum mortas la vesper en tin cae crudo. La vesper a la vesper estas egala. La manoi cada spaz del hiacinto qui forpalas ce la limo de la ghetto, quasau ne existas por la hom del quieto, qui revas pli clara labirinto. Ne perturbas lin la fam, tiu respegulo de revo en la rev de alia spegulo, nec la timema amo de la clnabinagiae beloi. Libera de la metaforo cae de la mito, li tailas en dura cristallo la infinito, la map de tiu, quiu estas ciui siae steloi.